This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, it is 5 o'clock and I will call the Finance Committee meeting to order. And Mr. Oakens, would you take roll call?
Councilman Nelson?
Here.
Councilman Fagerly?
Here.
Councilman Osmus?
Here.
Councilman Plowman? Three present, one absent. Also in attendance are Finance Director Steve Oakens and Councilman-elect Tom Butterfield.
And welcome, Mr. Butterfield. So glad you could join us tonight. And Andrew sent me a text that he still dealing with his kids and will be a few minutes late. So Mr. Oakens, we have a couple items to be added to the agenda.
Yes, Madam Chair, if we could, I have two action items. One is a resolution temporarily funding the purchase of two pickups that Public Works Safety took action on last night. And the second item would be an action item for a local option sales tax and how we handle legal fees and building permit fees.
Okay.
That's a simple motion for that.
Okay. Could we have a motion to amend the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor? Oh, we're supposed to do a roll call. Sorry.
Councilman Fagerly.
Aye.
Councilman Osmus.
Aye.
Councilman Nelson.
Aye.
Three ayes. Motion passes.
Okay. And we kind of talked about that we would go through our November finance report first to see if Andrew can catch up to us for the action items. So, Mr. Oakens, will you go ahead with the November finance report?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On page 2 of the November report, most of all capital improvements at this point of the year have been purchased. All the squad cars for the police department, all the public works. The only one still in partially in construction is the international truck. We've paid for the actual chassis, but they're building the box. And that's some of the discussion that Public Works handled last night about the delay and the time it takes to build these dump trucks. So that $119,000 that you see on the screen there in your report will still be carried over. And when that's completed, will be used for that. In conversations with the waste treatment vehicle replacement, the waste treatment, the last two items on there, the Dodge Ram truck has been delayed until next year and will be in the capital improvement in the 2021 budget. And the biosolids tanker has been delayed until 2025. So those will not, and those funds will remain in the waste treatment enterprise fund until needed. I see Councilman Osmond has a question.
Go ahead, Julie.
Okay, I guess I kind of have a question on the replacement procedure or policy or however you want to refer to it. When you guys have, you know, you have your Monday morning or Monday afternoon meetings with all the department heads, and when they have to put their budget together about what needs to get replaced, it was my understanding, I heard that there was a truck or some trucks that got replaced that didn't need to be, and they just were because it was part of the rotation. How do we deal with that, or what?
That's a separate committee, isn't it, Mr. Oakens, that reviews those and prioritizes those?
Well, I can briefly give you the procedure, and then what we'll do is we'll put the policy, bring the policy to the committee next time for review. But it's the procedure is this: the forms go out for vehicles that are scheduled, and they go to the operator first, who's supposed to make comments on it. It then goes to the mechanic, who's again supposed to put the maintenance records and attach it to it. The supervisor and the department head all sign off on either it needs to be extended out, replaced, as scheduled or whatever and makes a recommendation to the city administrator. The form goes to the city administrator, who then reviews it and either signs off on it and includes it in the budget process. So if there was a pickup that was just kind of made it through the process that wasn't supposed to be, it should have been caught by one of those individuals.
Okay.
By the policy documents. So somebody, I mean, the policy is supposed to get stolen. And there's a number of times where vehicles do get pushed off or delayed.
Mr. Isn't there also like schedule?
Because of when I had the Ford Taurus, the blue one, that thing was on its last leg for 5 years. they kept saying, "We're going to hold it. We're going to hold it."
That ultimately, I don't know who the chief was at the time, but that ultimately is up to them. I mean, because they are scheduled by year, and then the mileage. There are some that mileage, you know, is supposed to be delayed, but ultimately, the department directors, and I don't know who the chief was at the time, but.
I think it went through a couple.
A couple chiefs?
It went through Colson and two Weifels. But anyway.
Chief Weifels had that and has created the present schedule, which is an Excel spreadsheet, which is second to none.
Well, so we can put that on as a request just to review that.
I'm not saying we really, unless you want to,
it's like we talk about the replacement and maybe I'm just throwing it out there that I just want to make sure that it's absolutely positively needed, and that, you know, maybe there isn't a, whether it's a department head or a supervisor, whoever just thinks it'd be nice to get a new truck. But
well, the originally, it starts with a committee of, this year, the committee was the fire chief, the police chief, the public works director, and the park and rec director, who look at the schedule. It's a five-year schedule. Well, it includes all the vehicles. And they kind of go through and adjust it and then send the forms out of those that are scheduled to be looked at.
I would just request that we look at it just from the conversation that took place, so that we're all up to speed. And, you know, if they're the statement being made that we're not following the policy, I don't know about that one. And I think it would make us feel better just to review it, that we understand how they end up on there. And because they get bumped once in a while from one year to another. So I think the scoring of that would be helpful too. So does that sound okay, Councilmember Osmus?
Oh, I understand the process, and part of it, again, I go back to if we had a city administrator for 5 years or more, they would be totally on top of the rotation and the real need. And I think part of that falls through the cracks, but I don't know if we have to. I understand the process and exactly what they have to fill out and what they can say they need to you know, have a new one. But
well, let's just send it out so that it can be, that we can just walk through it since the question was asked. So, and we're going to have three new council members, and it'll be good to just have it attached to our minutes with how the process works too. So that was attached with the budget on kind of some of the prioritizations with some of that too. So we can go back and look at that too. So,
Madam Chair, we can include it when we include the investment policy. We look at all policies in the first 2 months of the year.
Yeah. Okay. So, sounds good. Back to the waste treatment, those funds are separate. That is not something that has a separate holding than our regular CIP.
That is entirely self-sufficient and funds that aren't used, again, stay in the waste treatment because that's an enterprise fund. We do an administrative transfer from there to the general operating to cover a pro rata share of some of the administration of of the department, either, you know, Public Works Director or City Administrator or Finance for handling all that. But those funds stay there and are dedicated to the debt service of the plant debt.
And there's really no sharing of equipment between them and Public Works for regular kinds of things, correct?
Not much. I think there are some probably. But they have their own mowers basic trucks for the sludge and tractors and those types of things. But I think there's some sharing of equipment.
Okay. Thank you.
I see we have a caller one that has joined. I don't know who that might be.
Did someone just join the meeting? Can you just let us know who you are?
I'm trying to. This is Michael O'Brien. I've been having issues with my computer. Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, no, yeah. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. So.
All right. Yep.
All right. Back to you, Mr. Okins.
Okay. Moving on there, the everything under the police and public works pothole, all those have been purchased. So they were purchased less than what we had planned that they were going to cost or budgeted for. On page three, there's a number of items here that will be available to the robot system and the turnout gear we've talked about before, those that were purchased either through grants or last year. And so those dollars will carry over into and available for next year's or 2022 budget, or if the council wants to appropriate earlier than that. A number of items were put on hold on this page due to the COVID and the situation with LGA, and we just didn't know. The garage door or garage floor refinishing at the fire department was put on hold. The lights at Orange or Swanson Field, there's an agreement and they're ordered, but there's been no payment yet on that, and they have not been delivered. The park equipment. That's the installation cost that they've got the equipment, but they did not get installed. The Blue Line sound system was put on hold, as was the tuck pointing at the Aquatic Center. The Aquatic Center will show up on this page and the following page. That work has been done on the pool bottom. There'll be about $66,000 carryover or excess in that fund. And then all of Public Works, which is about $52,000, will be available as well, either to be appropriated now, or if not now, then as practice, we carry it to the 22 budget process.
Mr. Okins.
Yep.
I'm sorry, two questions. The Aquatic Center that had the leak, that was not a budgeted item. Is that something that these funds will be used, the leftover funds will be used for, or has that even been finished yet or determined what the costs were?
The leak has been repaired when they did the pool bottom, and all those costs are included on this page and the next page, and that would have been paid, and the $66,000 has paid for both the bottom and the leak. That's all been repaired. The only item that has not been done at the pool is the tuck pointing.
Okay. Second question, is the district heat shutdown done for in the auditorium and the?
The work has been done, but the final bills have not been submitted or paid yet.
Okay. Any other questions on general capital? Councilman Rasmus, were you waving at me? Nope. Okay.
Well, the auditorium dollars we've talked about before, that's the, you know, basically $500,000 there for the exterior doors and this, along with the $250,000, which will also show up on the next page, we've talked about as far as status of the auditorium and the need to get a historical study done to evaluate that. Okay. The waste treatment, all those on the bottom there have either been delayed or pushed back as well, except for the lab equipment and the dishwasher. So they've been pushed back in the budgeting process to later years.
Okay. With their fund being separate and with them having funds, why are they pushing back their purchases?
I think there's a basically a staffing and reevaluating all their workloads, as well as the need for a lot of those were lift station items.
Okay.
And with Eagle Lake, that whole Eagle Lake study kind of reevaluated and rescheduled lift stations with the hope of some public facilities authority grant money being available as well.
Okay, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Any other questions on capital improvements? Looks like we're good to go.
On page four, the city hall was put on hold again, based on what the status will be if we will be here or relocated. The auditorium, that $500,000 was initially required a $250,000 grant. And so there's about $200,000 there, along with the money that we talked about on the previous page. All of the park and rec projects have been completed under budget. Civic Center as well, that they were replaced under budget, and Aquatic Center we talked about.
The waste treatment that's over budget?
Basically will be covered by all those projects that have been delayed, since that is a standalone fund.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The general fund revenues, we have received our second half property taxes, and we have collected 98%, which is normal. So we don't see a lag in payment of property taxes. 2% is normal, and then we always get a final settlement in November because some of the ag land isn't due until the 15th of November. So that 2% will probably drop down to 1%. Those will become delinquent and then are usually picked up in the following year. So as far as the general property taxes and the franchise fees, we see no lag or shortfall there. The other big revenue is intergovernmental, which is our local government aid. All indications are that we will receive all that as well. The areas that we will be looking at as far as shortfalls will be the license and permits. We are down a little bit on building permit revenue. And then the service charges, which are primarily Civic Center, Aquatic Center, Park and Rec, and those. And I have some analysis to talk about when we get to their operating budget on the expenditure side. Councilman Osmus had kind of asked for some of that, and we're still kind of trying to finalize them. But those revenues, Aquatic Center, for example, we were closed the whole year, so we received no revenues from that at all. But again, I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to the expenditure side. But as far as revenues being in at or budget, we will be slightly lower than that, but the offset of those will be on the expenditure sides and the costs in those areas. So I don't know if there's any questions on the revenue side.
I'm not seeing anything.
Page five is the general government. As I mentioned earlier, all of the departments in the general fund are looking that they will be at or below budget, except for two, and they both appear on this page, the city administrator. And this has been an audit finding the last couple of years. So we will be bringing something to the committee once we have the preliminary numbers, which will be our first meeting in January. The city administrator budget will be overspent. That was primarily due to the administrator being hired at a higher rate than what we had budgeted for the previous administrator. And the second one department is the legal department that will be over, and that we've talked about at previous meetings. That's primarily due to the number and size of projects that we're dealing with the local option sales tax, Curling Club, and just a number of projects that we are dealing with, City Hall. The Curling Club will be offset. Their agreement calls for them to pay for that. And then the local option sales tax we'll be talking about later in the meeting. But those will be the only two departments where we anticipate it being over budget.
We've talked in the past about breaking out legal expenses to some degree too, but that's never really been discussed as to how we would want to look at that. But if that's something that needs to be done, we can certainly, that should be something that maybe comes back to have that discussion, that we understand what's going into legal before we decide if there should be a different way of looking at it, would be my thought. Anybody else? All right, we're moving on.
Page six or page seven, excuse me. I really have no comments there. Again, all these departments look like they will be at or below budget. The departments have been reviewing them. They know that it has been an audit finding where a couple departments have been over. Overall in the general fund, we have not, but the auditors feel it's just good practice to have the council at least addressing those that are at or above budget, and the charter does allow to be money moved around, so there can be a budget amendment.
Not seeing any questions.
Page eight, this is where we have some additional discussions. Again, most of these departments are anticipated to be below what was appropriated. As I was talking about in the revenues, and I'll use the Aquatic Center as an example. We had budgeted $242,000 in costs to be for the Aquatic Center. The revenue side, we had anticipated $65,000 roughly for revenues, which netted would have been costing the city $177,000 to operate the Aquatic Center on top of revenues being received. To date, as you can see there, we've spent $106,000. And we have received no revenues because the Aquatic Center was closed for the entire season. And so if you compare the 177 and what we had anticipated being short versus the 106, in that instance, less money was actually spent for that operation, but the service was not provided to the public either. So
Mr. Opens, what would make up the 106,000 if we were closed the whole season?
Maintenance and work on the pool, getting the utilities and stuff done, and the garden, basically working on the pool, getting it fixed.
Okay.
And I can give you more detail if you want, but there are insurances, there's other things that still, even though they're closed, we still incur costs.
And I guess it's six of one or half a dozen of the other, but I'm just curious if it was repairs, why it wasn't counted as capital improvement versus, but I suppose it depends on what the improvements were or the costs were.
Yeah, they still were maintaining and you know, they still clean and do a number of different things, other maintenance items that need to be done. So if need be, I can certainly give you a breakdown of what those costs were. The other three departments that I had mentioned earlier on the park department, again, we'd anticipated netting having costs of $467,000 after you net out the revenue to date, and taking the remaining salaries into consideration, will be about $15,000 above that amount. The Civic Center, the same thing, will be about $14,000 above where we had anticipated having a deficit of $311,000 between appropriations and revenues. And the community center actually will be a positive, similar to the aquatic center. We had budgeted $190,000, as you see on the screen. We had anticipated $7,000 for a net 183. And at this point, with the remaining salaries being covered, we anticipate it to be 141, basically 142. So it'll be about $40,000 less than in on the deficit side than what we'd anticipated.
Is anybody wanting more detail on the things that in particular that were closed or not functioning as much? Or are we good? Not seeing anybody ask for it at this time, so.
On page 9, the waste treatment fund, we've talked about that. That is always lagging a month behind because of it being collected by the utilities, them taking the time to reconcile and then sending the revenues over to us. And then again, a lot of their projects, capital-wise, have been delayed, and operational costs are less than because the maintenance has not been needed. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions on our November financial report? I'm seeing silence. Okay. If you do, please let Mr. Elkins know, and we can do some homework, or he can do some homework and report back to us. So, all right. So we will move on to our additions to our agenda. And the first one is the resolution regarding the equipment that was, I think it is the first one, isn't it?
Yes.
Regarding the equipment that was discussed at Public Works last night.
Madam Chair, as we've done it in Public Works, Public Safety will be recommending to the council, due to the information provided and the time delays of building out equipment and getting it and receiving it, they'll be making recommendation to take advantage of the state contract on the purchase of two dump trucks. One dump truck will be replacing a John Deere loader, as was explained in the committee action forum and explained to the committee. Since these items are budgeted and approved in the 2021 budget, and if the city incurs the liability by signing contracts or placing the orders, we have to use the Public Improvement Revolving Fund, which was set up and it's at $1 million, to cover costs that the council authorizes prior to budgets being in place. And this has been done in the past. So what we would need tonight is a resolution authorizing staff to appropriate $440,000 for the purchase of two dump trucks to be repaid after January 1 by the 2021 budget.
Awesome. So I'll make the motion to direct the staff to begin the purchase process of the two international dump trucks this calendar year.
Mr. Elkins, is that the resolution you want, or is it different
yes.
wording?
Yes. Nope, that's exactly what we need.
Okay, great.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to direct staff to begin the purchase process of the two international dump trucks this calendar year. Is there any discussion? I will just comment that I think Public Works did a good job explaining what this will do, how it will change snow removal and some different things with that as to why they are converting the equipment. And I would expect that they will be able to share that information with the full council on Monday night also. I don't know if anybody else has any comments. Not seeing any. We need to do roll call.
Councilman Osmus.
Aye.
Councilman Nelson.
Aye.
Councilman Fagerly.
Aye.
Three ayes, motion passes.
Okay, and our next resolution, you were going to bring us some back some information regarding the local option sales tax that we tabled, I believe. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, what I have here is the committee action form that was brought to the committee at our last meeting, and the city council referred this back to finance to clarify a few items. The legal fees, we have been, as attorney Mr. Scott mentioned at the council meeting, was about $14,500 to date. We have confirmed with the bond council that these costs are eligible and that they can be delayed or recorded as an internal loan to the projects and reconciled or written off depending on the status of sales tax, excess sales tax at the end of the life of the sales tax. As those council members who have experienced the two previous sales tax issues, there's always a lag time in the delay of collections, and so there are excess dollars, as well as we go through the process. And I'm going to bring up here where we're at to date as far as, and this was sent out as well, collection on sales tax. What we're recommending tonight is to have the council make a motion to defer the legal and permit charges to the local option sales tax projects until such time that it can be determined that there is excess sales tax to pay those. So what that does will be that you will, if you forgive them now, or if you forgive them at the end of the sales tax, the same result will happen. The advantage will be if we keep it on the books, and that when reconciliation comes out and there's excess sales tax at the end, which both previous sales taxes that we have had that, you would be able to recover those costs at that time. Example would be on the very first sales tax that the city had for the library project. There was, I believe, $250,000 to $300,000 that was designated remaining at the end, was designated for the library, and we're just using that up now. So this will just kind of put these costs on the books and enable the city to recover them if there are excess sales tax at the end of the tax.
So Mr. Elkins, has the car report been updated with the correct language that we need to have for council meeting?
It has not, just due to the action happening on Monday, and we just grabbed it real quick and put it on here. We will update this for the council action.
Okay, what about the question regarding the building permits and water access charges and sewer access charges? Because that was confusing on Monday night also.
The only charges that will be charged in, to the sales tax project is the state surcharge, because so the city has to pay that to the state.
Okay.
All other charges will be deferred until the end of the projects, end of the tax.
So, okay, the ones where we were talking about not charging them?
Again, the only charges will be the state surcharge.
Okay.
So that is required to be paid.
Why don't you restate what you want the motion to be as it relates to what items are in there?
Okay, the motion would be to defer all legal fees and city permit fees until the conclusion of the local option sales tax.
Okay. Does anybody want to make that motion? Councilmember Rasmus.
To me, it's still, you can say defer, but I just feel like it needs to be clearer that if there is leftover funds, excess funds, that the city would then be paid back. And I know that technically, I mean, defer is saying that, But that was my point I was trying to make on Monday night, is that, you know, we might not be around, all of us, in 10 years. And then it'll come to a discussion about paying the city back, and they'll come back to the resolution and say, well, that isn't what it says. And then there can be a discussion and said, well, I know that was their intent.
Yeah.
And I just wanted it to be clear.
I hear what you're saying. Do we need to do this tonight, Steve? Or is this something that should be wordsmithed some more so that it is very clear to all of us and to the rest of the council members? With
we can certainly wordsmith that, and I understand what Councilman Osmus is saying, and we'll put something to the effect of, and we can bring it back to the committee, but we'll put something in there that deferred and paid at the end of the local option sales tax with any excess funds. Something to that effect. Is that what you were thinking, Councilman? Action does not need to be taken tonight.
Okay. And from a process standpoint, we tabled this as part of our minutes on Monday night, so it will stay on the table till we kick it off, right?
Yes. If that's the action I was taking. If it was,
we had a motion to table it, didn't we? Because we talked about what was, if we were voting on the motion to table it, correct? If I'm remembering right. Anybody else? Councilmember Fagley, do you remember? We tabled this, right?
That sounds right, to have it come back to finance.
Yep, we tabled.
Yep, I think we did. So, all right. So what I'm hearing is...
Yep.
And it's not going to matter that this runs over into next year, because we can, will we still be able to get to the fees in for that were incurred in 2020? If we wait and do this in January?
Yes, we'll just have to put in there that any costs incurred to date, which will make it retroactive.
Okay, so are you good with that?
Yes.
Figuring it out? Okay. Is that better, Councilmember Osmus? Are you good? I think, we're all think the same thing. We want it to be clear, and we want to make sure that it's not something that comes back as a problem at the end of the sales tax.
And we have had, to give reassurance, we have had conversations with the bond consultants and the bond council on, and maybe what we'll do is have them wordsmith it to get the intent of what the council is doing, and have any excess sales tax applied to those deferred costs.
Okay. As long as we're not doing any damage by waiting, I think we would be wise and to have the form in front of us to clarify. So
that we can do, Madam Chair. Yep.
Okay. All right. Mr. Okins, anything else?
The last thing I have is that there was a update. We did receive $30,000+, which brought September up to 196. And so we're at an average of about $179,000 a month. We will be doing an analysis, because now we do have one full year of collection. Again, this is during a pandemic. And so I it's something to take into consideration as we move forward with the sales tax projects. But it's better than what we initially thought, but not as good as we had hoped.
All right, any questions on local option sales tax? Not seeing any. I don't see it on the agenda, but do you have any department updates or any comments for us?
Just busy time of the year with year end and trying to reconcile and get projects to a point of closure for working with all the departments and making sure that their budgets are being reviewed.
Okay. And when we talked about this agenda, we indicated we won't be having another meeting because it would fall on December 24th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So this is our final meeting for the year. So I don't know if anybody else has any other questions or comments or requests. Future agenda items are still sitting out there as future agenda. We'll leave them. Any other requests for future agenda, please let Mr. Oakens know. So, anything else? Councilmember Rossmus? Councilmember Fagerly?
I'm good.
All right, I'm good too. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn then.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. I just want to say thanks again to Mr. Butterfield and Mr. O'Brien for joining us, and looking forward to next year and see where we go. So thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone. Stay safe.
Bye.